We're going to be talking with Roger Woodworth of Mindset Matters. He's a consultant that's been hired by the city to assess and make recommendations on the Business Improvement District, as well as Jennifer Stapleton. She's the city administrator for Sandpoint. Thank you, Roger, for coming in.
I'm glad to be here.
Thanks. And Jennifer.
Good morning.
And so we're going to dive into what is going on with the Business Improvement District and what this process is. Basically, it's a re-evaluation of the bid to determine from one extreme, leaving it just the way it is, to the other extreme, eliminating it. So, or the place in between, of course, would be to tweak the way the bid works to work better for the downtown business district. Before we get into that, Jennifer, we have you here. You're the city administrator. How close are we to flipping the switch for the traffic reversion on Fifth Avenue, which is being restriped and re-engineered right now?
Yep, people have probably seen the work happening on Fifth Avenue starting Monday of this week. And the flip of the switch on Fifth will be tomorrow, Thursday. So we will officially see Fifth Avenue go two-way tomorrow.
Will that be like very first thing in the morning? Or
we haven't been given a time. Again, okay. This is a project that ITD, it's an ITD project, not a City of Sandpoint project. Obviously, we've been working with them on the conversion, and that this is a vision that the city and our residents had, but it's an ITD project. We haven't had heard time, but as soon as we do, we will try to get that out there. It'll definitely go out on Nixle.
Okay, and then the other streets that are one way that are reverting are Pine and Cedar and First Avenue and Church, and they'll come kind of in stages, right?
I believe they work down Pine next. So it will be Fifth first, Pine next, and then they'll be working on the internal streets. Okay. So, and we'll be seeing those revert week by week over the next 3 weeks.
Okay, so just beware if you're driving out there, really stay heads up and slow down.
Yes, if the paint looks different, there's something different going on.
And you mentioned Nixle, the information. Is there a place folks can go to find out what's happening, what's coming next, a website?
You can sign on for emails, and I believe it's Nixle.com.
But you have a link right on the City of Sandpoint
website.
So go to City of Sandpoint.
And we'll have updates on there. Actually, I'd encourage people to be looking at our website for frequent updates. We have an awful lot of work happening around town. As people know, we've got fiber going in throughout the town, so people are seeing fat beam trucks all over the place. That's what's going on there. Ting will be in town in about 2 weeks, so you're going to start to see the Ting vehicles throughout town as well. Intermax is going through an expansion of their services. Schweitzer Cutoff Bridge work is starting now, too, and so we're going to see traffic changes and rerouting out there across the bridge area, as well as at the corner of Boyer-Kootenai Cutoff as we're doing the roundabout project. So there will be closures out there.
It must be summer, and here comes the tourists also.
Absolutely.
So here we go. But go to the city website. What is that again?
It is sandpointidaho.gov.
Okay.
One other note at last week's council meeting with regard to the downtown revitalization project. So the plan was phase one would be Cedar from 2nd to 5th. And then we also had a sewer line replacement potentially scheduled for the summer down 1st. We have rejected the single bid that we got for those projects. It was for the phase one project on Cedar. We were 25% over engineer's estimate. For the sewer line replacement, 80% over estimate. And it's really a result of the backup of work due to weather this year throughout the region, as well as the number of construction jobs that we have going out through the region. So we will be starting on engineering for phase two over the summer. There will be input process on that again. And we've asked our engineers to take a look at next year how to combine some elements of phase one and phase two potentially, so we aren't a whole year behind on the project. But that reconstruction on Cedar has been delayed until next year.
So there will not be a big bunch of construction and the streets torn up on Cedar this year.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that's probably good
news.
It
may be a good thing yeah. with how far we've been pushed back with the two-way reversion yeah. and just the amount of work that's going on. And hopefully we can get the work done at a better cost to our taxpayers. So,
okay. And we're actually going to turn out another big project that's underway with the city, and that is the evaluation of the business improvement district for the central business district in Sandpoint. And Roger, you're leading this. Can you give us a description on what this process is and what we're going to achieve from it?
Well, it might be good to have Jennifer start with just the purpose and why the city brought this effort together okay. in the first instance, and then I can talk more about what's going on.
Okay.
Well, briefly, so we can dig into Roger's information and what he's been gleaning over the last couple of weeks. Our business improvement district has been around for a number of years. There's been a lot of disagreement about whether it should continue, the efficacy of it, a number of things. So city council's taken this issue up two or three times since I've been here over the last year and a half, and I know it's come up even prior to my being at the city regarding what the future should be for the bid. We had a survey done late this fall, early this year through Boise State University and got some looking for, was there a conclusive path forward out of that? People overwhelmingly wanted to keep it, overwhelmingly wanted to get rid of it. And we kind of had a mixed bag with a split between get rid of it and keep it. But really the factor that led to this next step was the number of people who had given this the input that, well, if the boundaries were changed, well, if the programs were changed, that may change their opinions. So City Council, we determined to bring in March the bid functions back into the city on a temporary basis while we determine a path forward. So the only program that we're running through the bid currently is the Flower Basket program. Flower baskets went up last week. Otherwise, we're holding the funds in reserve. And then we determined to contract with Roger and Mindset Matters to really lead a very in-depth public engagement process with members of the bid to see if we can get some consensus on what a path forward is. And ultimately, council would like to take action on this late July, at their week of the 20th meeting, possibly August, dependent how long this takes. But they definitely want to take action this summer.
And so, Roger, over to you.
Yes.
The process now is what and what? How far along are you in it?
So just getting started, but think of it in three major phases. So phase one is just to listen. One of the challenges with the Boise State University study is that it's descriptive. So the as a descriptive study, it answers questions. And I might say, well, Chris, do you prefer red or blue? And you might say, well, I would like red. But we'd know you like red, but we wouldn't know why. And that's a lot of what the Boise State University study gave us. It was a description, but not the rationale behind, which goes to Jennifer's point, is that there are a lot of pieces of the survey that said, well, gee, if you made some changes, I might think differently about this. But what are those changes? So phase one of this project is to engage people and hear all the range of voices about different ideas of what's behind those survey results. Step two will be to synthesize all that data that we're gathering and try to form it into common themes that represent the different voices, and then conduct part two, a workshop to help people facilitate a deliberation, basically, that says, well, if we were going to make it a change or two, what would it look like? What would a better approach be for this community? And then step three, I'll write a report for the city council's consideration that'll reflect all of the inputs, what the results of the workshop were, and then what my recommendations will be in terms of their options going forward.
And right now, are you kind of concluding the listening process, or is that still in play?
Yeah, I have at least one more interview today, and we'll be open to additional individual interviews for people that couldn't make the group sessions. Mm-hmm. But the group sessions, we had seven of them in the last 2 weeks, and I think a total of 32 or 33 people, bid members, participated in those.
And if a business member was listening right now, mm-hmm. could they give you a shout and say, hey, you know, I'd like to bend your ear about what I think about
Absolutely. Melissa Ward, I think, at the city.
In our clerk's office.
Has been coordinating the schedules for me. And so just give her a call at, I'm not sure her number offhand. We'll find that. Hang on.
Yeah.
But she's been scheduling those for me. And so anybody that wants to have a visit, I'm happy to make time for that.
Okay. So far, you mentioned a couple things. I mean, I'm familiar with the bid. I have mm-hmm. a business in my day job is mm-hmm. within the bid. And I've been actually involved with the DSBA back when it was the organization that was taking care of the bid. And a couple of things that seem to be major points of conflict. And one is the boundaries of the bid. Mm-hmm. The bid includes what we consider the core downtown inside the box between Cedar and Pine and 1st and 5th, but also extends out 5th Avenue several blocks past Larch Street, mm-hmm. And it also extends out to 6th. And there's been feedback that, you know, the boundaries are too big. Are you hearing that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Probably from the people that are in that part of the bid.
Yeah, and the concern is legitimate, right? Bids all over the world, literally, have various forms that we found in different parts of the country, but different countries. But they all have the same genesis: is people within a community come together to do something special together that they could not do apart. But what happens is most of the effort gets concentrated in a particular district, and people on the periphery then feel like they're not represented or left out. And this is a common occurrence. It's mm-hmm. not just here. And so what other communities have done is that they differentiate the fee you pay, right, based on proximity. But in this situation, the bid does not do that. It's structured on a net square footage, and that's the only determinant for the fee
you pay. So it would be possible to set the fee structure. Said, well, if you're in this part of the bid,
correct,
because you see more direct benefit, you would pay a certain amount. If you're mm-hmm. further out, your bid due would be less.
But that's only one option. Mm-hmm. One option is to change the fee structure. The other, and this is what's unusual about the bid here, it does have this unusual boundary, and there's a lot of different stories or speculations about how it came to pass. But whatever its origins, a different approach is to say, well, let's rethink what our purpose of the bid is. And once we have common sense of purpose, then who cares about that purpose and what boundary would that be? And that conversation has never taken place here, as near as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, I think you'll find this interesting. Of the listening sessions we've had so far, the groups of 7, 8, 10 people who are meeting each other, in some cases, for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So here they're members of a common business improvement district. They're literally blocks apart in where they work and discovering common interests because they've come together. Well, that's the whole point of an engagement process, that usually people end up with opinions that are informed by their own connections. And when you change the connections, you change the things that they hear about, they come to different conclusions about how they think about things and what the possibilities might be.
Mm-hmm.
That opens the door to new concepts of how we might think about this thing as a tool for the city and a tool for business. And then after that, it's a question of deliberations to see if there's sufficient consensus for the city council then to take action. Whether that means stop it or change it or keep it.
And you still have one more listening session or private ones that you were willing to...
Interviews, yeah.
Interviews.
And boy, if there was a group that we could pull together, that mm-hmm. would be fine too.
We have mm-hmm. that phone number right now. Sure, it's 263-3317. And who is the person they would talk to?
Melissa Ward is scheduling
Melissa.
Me.
Melissa, okay.
Yeah. So if...
We should call and warn her.
If a business person is listening and would like to schedule an interview, then give that phone call to Melissa, 263-3317. And she would connect you up with Roger for an interview. So are you finding... I don't know what types of consulting you do, what other sorts of groups you work with, but are you finding this to be you just mentioned that mm-hmm. people are coming together, even though they might work just a few doors down from each other, they haven't met each other. Are you finding it more fractured here in Sandpoint than you've seen in other communities, or is this typical?
I won't disclose the clients, but I do internal diagnostics for organizations. Organizations, nonprofits or companies that are trying to align their resources with strategic impact. They want to make a difference, and they have some resources now. Are they aligned? So this is within a single organization. And oftentimes those organizations, the individuals are functionally aligned, and so they work to the benefit of their function, not to the benefit of the outcome they're trying to create as an organization. Because even inside of a single organization, people don't often take time to talk. So by taking time to talk, you open the door to these new discoveries, these new understandings that lead to better informed decisions. And so, no, you're not unique. Sorry. At least on this front, it's
well,
pretty
well, we don't particularly want to be unique for that reason. Yeah. But
and that's why I think it's, in fact, we have one of the people at the early morning session yesterday, as he was leaving, observed, he says, gosh, this was really interesting. Wouldn't it have been great if we started these conversations 10 years ago? And it just really makes the point that when you take time, people do want to find common ground. Mm-hmm. But when you don't take time to talk, that doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. But that's true institutionally, organizationally, and across a community of any kind, I suspect. Mm-hmm.
And this organization, I mean, the BID itself is, pushing 20 years old?
September 2000 is the published date.
Yeah, okay.
When it took effect.
And it's interesting that you mentioned that, because there have been, over the course of the 17 or 18 years, there have been groups that have been more energized and doing more stuff to try to make the BID happen. And then that group will, you know, everybody kind of matures out of wanting to put a ton of time in. And then a new group might come in, less energy. Mm-hmm. And I think we've seen cycles with DSBA in that way. And it sounds like, you know, you might be kicking off a cycle where people are saying, oh, yeah, we do want to invest some time into this by the act of having these listening sessions.
Simply by asking, yes. Yeah. Well, and the alternative is pretty clear, because if there's insufficient interest and no real set of common goal or clarity or people that want to come together and work together towards a common outcome, then why would you have a BID? Mm-hmm. I mean, it begs the question. When we do the workshops, which haven't yet been scheduled, keep an eye on Jennifer's website, because we'll have the dates and times for that coming up towards the end of June. But one of the first questions I'm going to ask at the website isn't about the BID. It's about the city and its reputation from the BID members' point of view. Mm-hmm. So there is a reputation. How do people understand it? Do they even share the same point of view about what the reputation is? And then, is that what we want it to be? Mm-hmm. And if it's something different, or it's what it is, how do we preserve or protect it or grow it and make it what we hope to be? Mm-hmm. And that's the first question, because mm-hmm. if there's no answer to that, then all these other things are just sort of noise around the side.
And what happens when everybody's point of view on what that reputation is all over the map? Because I would predict right mm-hmm. now that you're mm-hmm. going to hear a lot of different opinions. Some people say, I never go downtown because the parking's so bad.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard that already.
Yes. Yeah. But the flip side of it is, I like to go downtown because I think the parking is ridiculously easy compared to someplace like Spokane or another urban area. So we seem to have like different realities in our experience.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Perspective. Yeah. It sounds like, Roger, that your objective listening ear has the potential to distill common ground, in a sense, through the listening process. And you're listening quite acutely to everyone and everything that's being said. And there's still an opportunity for businesses in the BID district to call you through Melissa Ward, make an appointment, and have their voice be heard if they didn't get that opportunity already.
Absolutely.
That's 263-3317 to call.
Yeah, well, as Roger mentioned too, so the listening sessions and the one-on-one inputs are kind of phase one when you think about this. So phase two will be coming back out, reporting in another set of discussions around the inputs that we heard in phase one, and that will be through a series or a couple of workshops that we'll be holding in late June. So we encourage businesses, even if now you don't have the time, or maybe You don't want to participate in the input portion of this, although it is immensely helpful in, again, determining the future and getting an outcome that the businesses want. But there will be a couple of workshops we'll be doing in late June, and we really need participation there. We've had a few people, too, who just haven't had the time, and rather than participating in a full listening session, have just sent in, or a one-on-one, sent in an email, too, with their comments. So if they send that in to the city, if it comes to me, I forward all of those to Roger, and we're keeping a record of those as well. So,
Let's remind our listeners, this is the 88.5 KRFY Morning Show with Chris and Susie, and we're speaking now with Roger Woodworth of Mindset Matters, a consultant for the bid evaluation, and Jennifer Stapleton, the city administrator for Sandpoint. So let's talk a little bit more about the structure of the workshop. People will come, and what do you try to get out of the workshop?
Well, hopefully it'll be as large a group as we can get, because it's a structured deliberation. So imagine 40 or 50 people in a room, but all seated at tables. And so each table is going to be its own little jury, if you will, excuse me, to deliberate around different ideas. And through a series of questions and tabletop work, we'll present the observations that we've heard from this acute listening, as Susie's described it, that will span the full range of options: halt, continue with some tweaking, revise it, some significant shifts, or replace it in some other form or fashion. And each of those has consequences to costs and who's involved, and also the ripple effect to reputation and tourism and everything else that drives the mm-hmm. prosperity of this community. Mm-hmm. So those tabletop exercises will help us deliberate to where we find some common ground, and the tabletop work will yield that as a full group conversation. And that happens through a facilitated process. It's not just random. Mm-hmm. And then when we're done, that's the input I'll use to summarize the report.
And so we're going to let people know when these workshops are scheduled. Be later in June.
Yes.
So keep an eye on the city website and the local media for information on that. Or just get in contact with...
We'll probably be looking at starting to schedule, I would say, next week. So obviously, we have to find a place to have them that's large enough for this. So probably once we get through the holiday this weekend and have a chance to take a look at times where we seem to get more attendance to help guide us with the scheduling of that, we'll look at scheduling next week.
Okay.
Well, we want to thank you for coming in. You have a big event coming up tomorrow, the Street Change. So also go to the website, which I hear and I've seen is really helpful, the city website. And then thank you to Roger Woodworth from Mindset Matters for taking up our cause here in our town by being that acute listener. And thanks so much for coming, and Jennifer Stapleton and Roger Woodworth.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We're going to go out with a song. I first want to remind our listeners that this is 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show. And tomorrow, Thursday edition of the morning show with host Jack Peterson and Jim Healy. Their guests will be Debbie Love from the Food Bank and Michelle Murphy from the Edible School Garden Project. That's at 8 a.m. on 88.5 KRFY. We are going to go out with a song. And the reason I want to get to this song is because it's someone's birthday today. And I'm not going to make Chris guess who it is. It's Robert Zimmerman. He's an iconic folk singer from, he was born in 1941, and that is better known as Bob Dylan. So happy birthday, Bob Dylan.
Oh, how old is he?
Well, he is 76 years old.
Wow.
Today, and he's still going. But this was a big hit. It's also thought to be one of the best songs ever written, Like a Rolling Stone. It's from the 1965 hit. Like a Rolling Stone. We hope you have a beautiful day.
Yeah, bye now.
Take care.